Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the initial neurological report on Stephen Grace, G-R-A-C-E. Address is 1601 Cork, C-O-R-K, Oak, O-A-K, Way, W-A-Y, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-591-3809, ID is XXXXX5900, date of birth is 6/25/1980, 36-year-old, single, law enforcement probation officer. Insurance is Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS-East, 530-896-5404. Is addressed to Dr. Kurt Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N-M-D, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is recent history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Johnson, thank you for referring Stephen Grace for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you remember, he is currently treated for hypertension with, by his report, some difficulty, and has experienced increased symptoms of cognitive impairment in accomplishing his office work, comma, noting difficulty in production of verbiage, but not necessarily speech, difficulty with recollection in reading, comma, some difficulty in object placement, comma, some difficulty in maintaining his train of thought. New paragraph. Your comprehensive clinical evaluation notes were highly appreciated. New paragraph. He is currently taking ibuprofen, one daily, sildenafil as needed, testosterone two times a week, and Prilosec twice a day. New paragraph. His laboratory studies show that his hemoglobin, hematocrit, and red cell count are increased, most likely secondary to testosterone-induced red cell production with a risk for hemochromatosis. New paragraph. There's no clear clinical history of hemochromatosis genetically based on his reports of laboratory testing results. New paragraph. He's also had a sleep study, and we will be contacting your office for those reports for our review as well, considering his history of dysomnia and unrefreshing sleep. New paragraph. Most importantly, there appears to be an exacerbation of his cognitive impairment following COVID infection in January or February of this year. Subparagraph, by his report, he had a fairly severe infection with a very high fever lasting no more than 24 hours with a gradual reduction and then progressive recovery of his COVID symptoms, including some pulmonary insufficiency where he had had hemoptysis over a period of weeks. New paragraph. His neurological examination today otherwise appears to be within normal limits, although his thinking is slow and sluggish. New paragraph. In consideration of this presentation, the following is going to be accomplished. Number one, he will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires for further assessment, noting that his mini mental status examination. Showed evidence for some mild cognitive impairment. With a total score of 25/30. New paragraph. We are requesting that he complete a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study at Open Systems Imaging for evaluation of any structural findings of encephalopathy. New paragraph. I have given him a laboratory slip today for evaluation and exclusion of dementia-related risk factors according that is consistent with his clinical presentation. New paragraph. I plan on seeing him back in approximately, in 4 to 6 weeks with the results of his initial testing for further evaluation and consideration for treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a report then, signed respectfully with my professional signature.